In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm going to continue today live what I began yesterday on the radio. First of all, I want to tell you that God is still on his throne. He hears and answers prayer. And as long as your faith in him is intact, it's all going to come out all right. He is still in control. People tell me, I am a control freak, they tell me. And I say, you know what? Nothing happens when you're a control freak. Jesus wants the controls of your life, and he'll let you know what you need to do and how you need to do it. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus said, and they follow me. John 6:35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Do you know him? Do you know Jesus? Have you had a revelation of Jesus Christ? If not, you ask him for it. I need a revelation to know you, Jesus. Not only to know about you, but to know you. I want to know you like the saints knew you. I want to know you like the saints knew you. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives to me will come to me. Are you going to Jesus? If you're going to Jesus, the Father gave you to Jesus. All that the Father gives to me will come to me. And anyone who comes to me, I will no way reject. Jesus is not into rejection. Jesus is into receiving. He does not drive you away. Oh, yes, I know that. John 6:37. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. Why? For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me, and that I should lose nothing of all that the Father has given me, but raise it up on the last day. Has the Father given you to Jesus? He has me. Why? Out of love. And I can approach the throne of grace any time and never fear that I'm going to be rejected. You say, I'm a mistake. No, there are no mistakes when it comes to the Lord. No mistakes. God has given you to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him, that's Jesus, may have eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. Do you know that you have eternal life? That eternal life began at baptism? Oh, yes. But you see, Jesus not only told us to baptize, Jesus told us to make disciples of all nations, then to baptize. You see, the early church baptized babies. Why? Because the people who followed Jesus was in dire need, and they were even being killed. They were truly following Jesus. They were not Sunday Catholics. How do I know that children were baptized in the early church? Because in the burying places where they buried people, there are burial places that say John Smith, so to speak, April 18th. To April 20th, baptized. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, the early church believed in baptizing children. And you know what? We do too, but how many of our people who are baptizing their children continue living their faith? I don't know how many people. I know I've baptized many people, and I don't see them in church. I don't see them hearing the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the bread of life. Oh, yes. He is the bread of life, the bread that has come down from heaven. Do you know that today? That He is the bread that came down from heaven to give you eternal life. Eternal life is this, to know you, God, the one true God, Father, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? In other words, this is the kid that we saw playing with our kids. This is the kid that was brought up by Mary and Joseph. Don't we know this? And he says, I come down from heaven. How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. Do not gripe among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father. Are you in Jesus' heart? You were drawn by the Father. He drew you into the heart of Jesus. And Jesus makes known the Father. No one comes to the Father except through the Son. The Son who is the way, the truth, and the life. I know people are saying, you know, everybody's going to heaven. It's not true. If I told you that, it's not true. That's a demonic spirit telling a lie. Oh, yes. Everyone's not going to go to heaven. All that have been washed by the blood of Jesus will go to heaven. I was baptized at 40 days old. And you know what they asked my father and the godparents? What do you want from this child? You know what the answer was then? Eternal life. Eternal life. We received eternal life at baptism. But we are called to live out our baptized life. I am living out my baptized life. People come to me and they said, you know, the priest said, what gives you the right to pray over people? You're not a priest. My baptismal certificate. I have been baptized into Christ Jesus, into his death and resurrection. And that gives me the right to pray over people. Oh, yes. It's not only priests who should be praying over people. We should all be praying over people. It is that person, the Father who sent me, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Oh, yes, we're being taught by Jesus, who is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. All who come to me and all who have heard and learned from the Father comes to me. In other words, if you have learned from the Father, you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. That's Jesus. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me has eternal life. Oh, again, believing in Jesus brings eternal life. I believe that I have eternal life. I believe I got it at baptism. But I want to tell you, we've got to live out our baptized life. What saves us? Faith and baptism. Oh, yes. Faith and baptism. It's Jesus, because we're baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus. Faith and baptism saves us by the power of the blood. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven. Listen to this. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that anyone who eats of it will not die, eternally die. We will not eternally die if we eat the bread come down from heaven. Let's look at Luke 22:14. When the hour came, he took his place at table with the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, And after giving thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you." This is my body. I am the bread of life. Not only the word of God, but the bread that comes from heaven, that flesh that we eat at the Eucharist. Risen Savior we receive at the Eucharist. "This is my body, which is given up for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembrance means to make present in the Greek. It doesn't mean I remember this or I remember that. It means to make present. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is at hand at the table." I tell you, Jesus told us he's the bread of life. Jesus told us he's the living bread. Jesus told us to believe in him brings eternal life. "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." Oh yes, this morning I ate the flesh and drank the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Take and eat. This is my body. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." This is what Jesus is saying. True presence at the Eucharist. Oh yes, at the Eucharist is the true presence of Jesus. The true presence, we see the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The one sacrifice is made present at the altar. We don't call it a table as Catholics. We call it an altar because the sacrifice of Calvary is made present. That once and for all sacrifice at Calvary is made present as we remember, make present that sacrifice. Hallelujah. "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is real food. My blood is real drink, and those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them." In the host is both the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, we receive his flesh and his blood. Thanks be to God. I'm going to tell you, there have been people who have been without a priest for over 100 years, but they were still Christians. You know why? Because they were proclaiming the word of God and they gave their life to Jesus. The Eucharist is the summation of all that God has given us in Christ. And you know what? If people knew the Eucharist is the real presence of Jesus, they would flock to the altar every day or as much as they can. Why? Because we hear the word of God, and not only do we hear the word of God, we receive the body and blood of Christ at the Eucharist. What does Eucharist mean? Thanksgiving. Who is our thanksgiving sacrifice? His name is Jesus. "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, whoever eats me will live because of me." You see, he's talking about eating and drinking. Eating the bread of life and drinking the blood of salvation. Oh, yes. I tell you, if people knew that Jesus was present at Eucharist, they would flock to the altar. They would flock to hear the word of God. I tell you, it's important to preach the word of God. I have someone who, just before I am about to preach, leaves the church. It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad that they leave the church. They heard the gospel, now they leave the church. But you see, we need to preach the word of God. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh yes, we need to preach the word of God. Every single day, we need to hear the word of God proclaimed. But if we do not proclaim the word of God, I tell you, nothing happens. Nothing happens. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and died. But the people who eat this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. I've been in the ruins of that synagogue. And guess what we do in that synagogue? We read John 6, the institution of Christ's body and blood. John does not give us an institution like Luke, Matthew, and Mark. Why? Because they have already done it. He tells us, unless we eat the flesh and drink the blood of Jesus, we have no life in us. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, this teaching is difficult. Now, you've got to remember what a disciple was, someone who sat at the feet of Jesus, who left mother, father, sister, and brother, homes and lands, and endured persecution. Those are the disciples that say this is difficult. Who can accept it, eating the flesh of Jesus and drinking his blood? But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. And at Eucharist, this is spiritual. This is the spiritual body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do I know? Because this is what he says in John 6. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you, there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones who would not believe, and who were the ones that would believe, and who were the ones that would betray him. And he said, for this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by my Father. Oh, thank you, Father, for drawing me to your Son. And thank you, Jesus, for drawing me to the Father. Because of this, eating the flesh and drinking the blood of Jesus, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. These are disciples. They turned back. They're going home. Does Jesus call them back? Oh, no. Why? Because he said what he meant, and he meant what he said. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. So Jesus asked the 12, do you also wish to go away? Simon Peter answered Jesus, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. Peter knew he was bankrupt without Jesus Christ. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God, the one that has come down from heaven. Jesus answered them, did I choose you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil. He was speaking about Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, though one of the 12, was going to betray Jesus. Like, do you know today that in the Catholic Church, the table is called an altar. Why is it an altar? Because the one sacrifice of Calvary is made present. Not again. It's the same sacrifice. Do this in remembrance of me. Make it present for me. We continue with the 7th chapter of St. John. After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. That's where he lived. He lived in Nazareth in Galilee. He did not wish to go about in Judea because the Jews were looking for an opportunity to kill him. They were looking for an opportunity to kill him. And they're not going to kill him until his time has come. And that's when they're going to kill him. He is in charge. The Jews are not in charge. It is not only the Jews who want to kill Jesus. My sins killed Jesus. When I see the crucified Jesus, that is the price of my sin. That is my sin on the cross, being nailed to the cross, and he gives me salvation through the blood of the Lamb. And so we'll stop there, and we'll continue speaking tomorrow. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Are you saying that to the Lord? Behold the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. This is the new covenant in my blood, the final covenant. It tells us in the scripture, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord our God, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, not like the one I gave when I led them out of Egypt. This is the covenant I will give. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Oh, yes, it's the new covenant in the blood of Jesus. Have you been washed with the blood of the Lord? Is the Lord someone real to you? Have you given him your life? Do you expect him to answer your prayers? Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I want to be in Christ so that when I pray for people, they will be healed. I prayed with someone today who had a neck problem, and guess what happened? They were healed by the grace of the living God, by the new and eternal covenant in the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, this is the covenant that we need to proclaim. And this is the word we need to proclaim. There are so many people that have left the Catholic Church, and you know what I say to them? You've left Jesus as Eucharist. And that is a shame. That is a shame. It's always time to come back. You don't have to just continue where you are. You can come back to Holy Rosary. I'll hear your confession, and I'll give you absolution. Oh, yes, God is so good. God is so good. On the night before he died, Jesus did not give us a picture of himself, but he left us his body, his blood, his soul, and his divinity, true God and true man. And may Christ bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.